Pull up a chair and pour yourself a glass of your favorite beverage. It's about to get real on your radio. It's Crossroads on your genuine country home, Iron Country.
Well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe. I came out crying, Chattahoochee. Didn't take too long after that for the hair on my head to grow long in the back. Now all the girls want me to pick them up when they hear me rolling by in my pickup truck. 'Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. People call me a walking, talking jukebox. I keep the hits spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. 'Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. The radio back in 94, you know. Hook a speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds the radio. I said my whole life sounds like the radio.
Welcome back out of the break here on Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. I talked about it all 8 o'clock hour long. Finally hearing from the man himself off of his upcoming album due out in just a couple weeks from now. Look for it now, pre-ordered on his website, ZachTop.com. That's the record. Cold Beer and Country Music, that is Sounds Like the Radio. His single off of Cold Beer and Country Music due out in just a few short weeks. And now we got Zach Top joining us fresh off of his appearance at the Sylvie in Madison a couple weeks ago. Zach, thanks for taking some time here on a Saturday night and joining Crossroads on Iron Country, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Zach, I got to start with a small story. When I was about 8, 9 years old, and then again 9, 10, and 11 years old, taking road trips out with my Uncle Les to his family's land in Montana, I, at that time, when we would drive out there the 16 hours, when we listened to bluegrass, something awoke in my young childhood soul. I was like, I don't know what this music is, but it gets me upbeat, loving life, and I just love the genre. I thought I was early to bluegrass when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah, I had nothing on you. How the hell are you starting as a 7-year-old in a bluegrass band. Now you're a bona fide, genuine country music star, up and coming. You got to talk about your roots in bluegrass music, my man.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's funny, you know, I started taking guitar lessons when I was 5 years old, I guess, and it was country music for me. I thought George Strait looked cool in a cowboy hat and holding a guitar, and so that's what I wanted to do. It just so happened the teacher that we found, a gal named Marie Parks, back there where I grew up, she was big into the bluegrass world and old-time fiddle music and all that stuff. So she kind of got me and my whole family started down that road, and We all picked up an instrument and started learning a few songs, and then when I was 7 years old, we played our first show, opened up for a Patsy Cline musical, I believe, and we kept that little bluegrass family band going for about 10 years, I guess. I just fell in love with the music, wanted to play like Tony Rice and sing like Keith Whitley, and that worked okay for me in the bluegrass world, and transitioned into the country world pretty well too, I guess.
Yeah, you got a pretty major award back in 2017 with that band, number one hit, Like It Ain't No Thing, and you also released that as a song off of your self-titled Zach Top Bluegrass album in 2022 when my buddy Cullen, who actually turned me on to you about 2023, early in that year, he's like, dude, you got to listen to this guy. He's got a couple singles out, Cold Beer and Country Music and Bad Luck, and then also, when I was discovering you through Spotify and YouTube, I'm like, dude, this guy is a bluegrass singer. This is my type of music right here.
I love it. Yeah, man. I did that for a long time. Put out that record and was on a couple of other things too. Earlier, a band called North Country. We had a little bluegrass album out, and then with that band, Modern Tradition, put out that self-titled album. I loved it. Still do love it. And you know, I think it still shows up as a big influence in the country stuff I'm putting out too, which I'm proud of.
Yeah, it really does. He's, again, Zach Top, joining us here on the Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. Also streaming live worldwide on ironcountry.fm and on the Big Radio app. He's fresh off of his appearance at the Sylvie in Madison just a couple Thursdays ago, opening up for Flatland Calvary. And, Zach, with your upcoming album, we already heard Sounds Like the Radio. That's a single off of the upcoming album. It's due out April 5th, Cold Beer and Country Music. So you talked about your bluegrass roots, but how did you kind of morph into this true, genuine country music sound? I said that you kind of sound like Dwight Yoakam, Keith Whitley combined. You got an upbeat show. I mean, how did they go from bluegrass into this new kind of new age, but still yet 90s traditional country music sound from you?
Yeah, that I think, you know, like I said, even from when I was a little kid just starting to learn to play guitar, it was always country songs for me were always my favorite. And I went back and tried to learn every one I could, whether it be George Strait or Alan Jackson or Keith Whitley or George Jones or Merle Haggard or any of that stuff. I was just ate up with it from the time I was really young. So then, you know, started playing a bunch of that bluegrass stuff. But my heart's always been in country music. And even when we were playing bluegrass shows, I was covering country songs in there, you know, basically playing country music just with acoustic bluegrass instruments, I guess. And, you know, they've always been a fairly, you know, close musical cousin of each other, I guess. And I guess I'd just be following in footsteps of guys like Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley, you know, kind of making that transition from bluegrass into country. And I feel like bluegrass is an interesting type of music where it's all the venues and shows and festivals and stuff are all very family friendly. So it gave me a chance to be deep in the music, even as a little kid, you know, when I couldn't be getting into honky tonk bars and singing country music, I was still being able to get up on the microphone and learn how to put on a show and learn how to entertain people and figure all that stuff out. And I think that just helped me, you know, I was able to, I guess you could say, put in my 10,000 hours a little earlier that way and get ready for doing this country thing.
Yeah, it certainly helps to get started at the age of 7. Again, hailing from Sunnyside, Washington, started in bluegrass, now a true traditionalist when it comes to country music. His upcoming album, due out April 5th, Cold Beer and Country Music. We already heard Sounds Like the Radio. I do got to give props to the tune that we played coming into this introduction. I know within the first 7-8 words of a song if I'm going to dig it or not. Your intro, well, the day I was born, the doc couldn't believe I came out screaming. screaming and crying at Chattahoochee. I was like, all right, yep, that's it. This song is going to be fantastic, even if he made fart noises the rest of the way. So I got to give you props for that one. But your next track off of your upcoming album, Use Me, is a lot slower, a lot more methodical, a lot more meaningful, too. Yeah. Let's talk about that track before we feature it here tonight on Crossroads.
Yeah, I've been saying ever since we put it out, I think it's probably the countryest song I ever wrote. It's a cheating song and a waltz, and I think it's we haven't had many of those lately in country music, and so I'm glad to be putting one out. And man, I can't say thank you enough to all the folks that have streamed it and listened to it, even, you know, on some radio stations and stuff. And people come out every night excited to hear that song and singing it back to us. And I just love it. I'm so excited that, you know, that type of stone cold hardcore country music is resonating with everybody. And very glad that they've fallen in love with that song as much as I am.
Yeah, the listeners here on Crossroads in Iron Country will certainly see the Keith Whitley come out in this track, but you said it's one of the more country tunes you've ever written. What was the process in writing this song? Does it come from a couple experiences on the road, I assume?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. That's all I'll say about that, but say write what you know. And so that's what I've tried to do. And we had a good time writing this song. It is with co-written with my producer Carson Chamberlain, and then a Hall of Fame songwriter Tim Nichols. I had the idea for the title and whatnot, and they jumped right in and weren't scared to make it awful country and make it awful real. So I'm happy with how it turned out, though.
Absolutely. Well, let's feature the song off the upcoming album, Cold Beer and Country Music, due out April 5th. It's the second song off that album. Let's hear a little bit of Use Me here on Crossroads on Iron Country from Zach Top.
He said, I don't know your story. I just know you look lonely. Fancy that, I'm lonely too. We both got our reasons. No reason to share them. Let's just dance. Hold me closer to you. Maybe just for tonight. Tell me you love me, and tell me you need me. I know we both know it ain't true, and I'll whisper if you pretend to. Oh, tell me you love me and use me like I'm using you. She said, don't ask for my number, and I won't ask for yours. Some things are best left alone. So just kiss me again, like this never ends. Like there's no one waiting at home. And tell me you love me. I know we both know it ain't true, and I'll whisper you're everything I've ever wanted. I'll love me and use me like I'm using you. Like I'm using you.
It's that methodical waltz type sound that you'll grow accustomed to if you become a Zach Top fan like all of us here on Crossroads on Iron Country. As check out his website, buy some merch, order the upcoming album, ZachTop.com. That's off of his forthcoming album due out April 5th. That's Use Me from Zach Top here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Zach's still with us throughout that song. And Zach, we talked about how you were partnered up writing that tune, how it really is something special. You write about what you know, but is there a song that you're just clinging to, wanting to write? It's just not the time right now to release it off of this upcoming album. Maybe one that you kept in the holster.
Man, I'll say something. One of the songs I think that might be a sleeper on this album that we've held on to for a long time, and I'm really excited to finally have it out. We've been playing it at some live shows, actually. It's a song called Cowboys Like Me Do that I'm really excited for folks to hear. I think that's another one of the favorites that I've written. It's kind of it's a sweet song. It kind of reminds me of a little Hallmark movie. It kind of paints a picture pretty well, I think, and wrote that with Carson Chamberlain and Roger Springer, another great, great songwriter. And I think that one's going to be one that I think people will really resonate with. It's kind of a sweet little sort of love song type thing. And I'm really excited about that one, to have it out and for folks to hear that.
I know we're excited for the album, again, due out April 5th, but also just going on your website, ZachTop.com, your tour, man, you are going to be keeping the pavement hot this summer, going all over coast to coast, north to south, east to west. You got opening acts, not only for Flatland Calvary that we saw in Madison just 2 weeks ago, but man, Brothers Osborne, a couple dates on the schedule. You're on Lainey Wilson's Country's Cool Again tour and Dierks Bentley out at Red Rocks. That Lainey Wilson tour, yep. You got how many dates with her? 20 some odd dates. I mean, it is filling up your calendar.
I think it's 40 some shows that
holy
we'll be on
cow
all the way from the end of May till I think we finish up maybe second weekend of November or something. So we'll be all over the place and couldn't be more excited to be out with anybody else. She's about the hottest thing in country music right now, it seems like. So really thankful that she likes what I'm doing too and wanted to take us out on the road with her. I think that should be a really good time and folks will definitely get their fill of country music, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then Dierks Bentley out at Red Rocks. You're also going to be at the Grand Ole Opry in a couple weeks. Next Friday, no? The 29th?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Always happy when I've got a night off in town here that I can do the Opry. They've been really good to me over there, and I love every time I get to go back over and share my music on that stage.
Mm-hmm. Again, his upcoming album is due out April 5th, I beg your pardon. You can pre-order it now on the website. Go get some merch, too, at ZachTop.com. He is Zach Top joining us tonight here on Crossroads on Iron Country. And, Zach, before we hear the title track off of his upcoming album, Cold Beer and Country Music, I do got one more question. We just featured Use Me, and we all have those songs in our life that we love and appreciate, and then once we experience something, it takes on a whole new meaning of that song. I know the moment that I heard that that summer from Garth Brooks, I dug that track. But the moment I experienced what that song was all about, Hand to God at a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert at Summerfest in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that song took on a whole new meaning, and it is far and away my favorite tune of all time. Do you got a song like that where you enjoyed it, and then boom, something happened in your life, and you'll never be the same after that?
Oh, that's a good question. I have to think on that. Gosh, that's interesting. You might have stumped me there. I'll tell you the first time I heard and it wasn't just the song, but it was kind of the whole record, the Don't Close Your Eyes record of Keith Whitley. My mom and dad had a tape machine down in the basement where I'd sit there and I'd go through their whole case of cassette tapes and put them things in there one after another and sit there and try and learn them with my guitar. And And I heard that Don't Close Your Eyes tape of Keith Whitley, and that was like, I feel like that was a come to Jesus moment with me, where you know, I already loved country music and was already, you know, really eating it up, but that thing did something to me that I feel like is like, man, I don't want to do anything else. This is it for me. I got to make music, and I got to make music like this. This is, you know, I think that's just the gold standard in country music right there. And there's other examples I could pull, but I think that was, you know, that was kind of a big meaningful moment for me, that came with some country music.
Yeah, we all got those songs, the albums, the moments that kind of put us on a trajectory. I know the first time I ever heard Whiskey Girl from Toby Keith, too, I was like, hey, you know what? I need more of this music. And that's kind of what got me into country radio. So, Zach, again, thank you for taking some time here on a Saturday night talking about your music, your upcoming album. Again, ZachTop.com. Order some merch. Order the upcoming album due out April 5th, Cold Beer and Country Music. Zach, thanks for joining the Crossroads, and we'll kick it into that title track here in just a couple moments. But thank you once again for joining us here tonight, Zach.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
He is Zach Top. Check out his website, ZachTop.com. He is Zach Top. Check out his website, ZachTop.com, ZachTop.com. That upcoming album due out April 5th, Cold Beer and Country Music. Without further ado, let's hear that title track. You're going to want a cold one and to crank up this country music on Crossroads on Iron Country. Kick it, Zach.
Hey, bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up, please. And here's another 50, run a tab for me. And all that stew's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, 'cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think. A big jerk, but I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk, I don't need no shrink, I don't need to dance or hear what you think. It's good cold beer and country
music. The title track off of his album due out in just a couple weeks, April 5th at Zach Top, Cold Beer and Country Music here on Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. From a 7-year-old playing bluegrass to opening up for Dierks Bentley at Red Rocks and Lainey Wilson's tour, Country's Cool Again all summer long. Zach Top is certainly a name to remember and check out his music, whether it be his bluegrass album, whether it be the radio singles you hear on Iron Country. We love some Zach Top on Iron Country for sure. I got to kick it into a real quick commercial break. Coming back with more of that genuine country music that no other station has the stones to play. You're listening to Crossroads on Iron Country. Don't you dare be reaching for that damn dial.